and do not attempt to change the channel. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, there's something about you beautiful. I just want you to know you're my favorite girl. Beautiful. I just want you to know you're my favorite girl.
Beautiful.
I know you gon' lose it, this new Snoop. Come on, baby boo, you got to get into it. Gon' fool with the player with the cool wit. Yeah, yeah, you know I'm always on that cool. Walk to it, do it how you do it. Have a glass, let me put you in the mood it. Look cute it, looking like a student. Long hair with your big fat booty. Back in the days, you was a girl I went to school with. Had to tell your moms and sisters to cool it. The girl wanna do it, I just might do it. Hit her walk with some pimp fluid. Mommy, don't worry, I won't abuse it. Hurry up and finish so you can watch Clueless. I laugh at these people when they ask who do this, but everybody know who girl that you is.
Beautiful, I just want you to know you're my favorite girl. Beautiful, I just want you to know you're my favorite girl.
When I see my baby boo, I get foolish, smack a that tries to pursue it. Homeboy, she taking, just move it. I asked you nicely, don't make the dog lose it. We just blow dro and keep the flow moving. In a 6'4", me and baby boo cruising. Body ragging, teary, get blueing. Had him hydraulic squeaking when we screwing. Now she's yelling, hollering out, snooping. Hooting, hollering, hollering, hooting. Black and beautiful, you the one I'm choosing. Hair long and black and curly like a Cuban. Keep grooving, that's what we doing. And we gon' be together until your mom's moving.
Something about you beautiful. I just want you to know you're my favorite girl. Beautiful. I just want you to know you're my favorite girl. Oh, see, I just want you to know that you are really special.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Save on radio. Flip out. Revolutions will not be televised. That's live on the radio. Oh, there's something about you. There's something about you, Nick Bike, when you make a remix. It's good. That's brand new. Nick Bike 2018 clip of beautiful Snoop Dogg. It's Flip Out. I'm here live on the air and also live on IG. So if you're listening and you want to check it out visually, go to Instagram at DJ Flipout. And if you're watching on Instagram, you can listen as well. The sound might be off, but that's fine. Or you can just watch on Instagram today. Much like the last week. Last week I had took you back in time. I think as my guy Medi said, it was Flip Out Campfire Stories. Last week, I played a phone interview that I did with Jay-Z in 95. I think it may have been 96, actually. And that was from when I was doing the Elements magazine. I actually brought an Elements magazine in today. And I know I was going to, told you I was going to run through these, get Jay Swing in here and talk about them, which I'm still going to do, but I brought an issue in. And today, I'm going to be playing a radio interview I did with, a telephone interview I did with Busta Rhymes in 1996, right before his solo album dropped. So I got him on the phone and talked to him for about 20 minutes. I actually edited this one, so I got it down to about 14, which means 6 minutes of awkward pauses. Actually, there's more to it than that. Busta Rhymes, he was in LA at the time. and he ran into Cool Keith while he was doing an interview with me. So there's a part where he just freaks out because Cool Keith is there, and you can hear it in the background, him freaking out at Cool Keith. And they actually get disconnected from me, and he phones me back. That's really nice of him. Very nice of him to phone me back. What else can I tell you? And then I'll be doing a mix, and the mix will be all based on Busta Rhymes' first album called The Coming, which came out in 1996, and his solo appearances before that. So Heavy D, what else? The Flavor in Your Ear remix. Also, I'm going to play an unreleased track. I mean, it's released, but it was unreleased at the time, of Busta Rhymes featuring Notorious Big on a J Dilla beat. And that's official. That's Big really on a Dilla beat. And that was left off of the album because at the time, Busta Rhymes album, because Biggie threw some heavy shots at Tupac, and Busta Rhymes didn't want to be involved, so he didn't put the song on the album. So that's very interesting. I found that out while I was doing all types of other shit yesterday, preparing for this, or the night before. Found a good copy of that. It's out there. It's called Ugliest, Biggie and Busta Rhymes. I'm gonna play that on a Dilla beat. It's so dope. What else I got in the first album of Artifacts? He had a guest appearance on Artifacts. He started doing some guest appearances even when he was still in Leaders. He started popping up by himself. 1-2 Shit featuring Tribe. One of the earlier guest appearances he did solo was, and I think his first guest appearance was on Big Daddy Kane's album Prince of Darkness on a song called Come On Down, also featuring Q-Tip. Nitty Gritty with Brand Nubian, and that's from KMD, which of course is MF Doom's original group. So here I am. Here you are, and I got the Elements magazine in my hand right now that interview was used for. And unlike the Jay-Z video, why do I keep saying video? Am I keep saying video? Unlike the Jay-Z interview, I actually used this one. The Jay-Z one, of course, we didn't use because I didn't think it was good enough, and we didn't even cover his first album. Busta Rhymes, we gave him the cover, and the cover was illustrated by Deados. This one was, at least. AA Crew was doing the covers. They were alternating between Deados and Virus, and also Inks from Seattle did the Tribe Called Quest cover. But this is, I'm holding right here, the Busta Rhymes cover. Busta Rhyme, as Deados put. Also in this episode, we had like interviews with Blase, Funkmaster Flex, Lord Finesse, Jay Live, Mike Geronimo, and coverage of the B-Boy Summit. So it's pretty dope. I'm gonna go through this and actually show you what the hell I'm talking about here. So I should just get into this. This interview was written by me, because sometimes we would get interviews, other people would do the phoners, and then I think we would transcribe them. Maybe not. I think whoever did the interview transcribed it, did all the work, which was mostly just me and Jay Swing. So Elements magazine here, we're taking it back again today. So thank you to Nick Bike for that remix off the top. That's the newest thing you're gonna hear today. Besides my voice is brand new. This is my voice in 2018. I'm gonna flip through this. I'm gonna do it kind of like, if you're watching on IG, you'll get to see FWUH ad in there. And I'm trying to see what, okay, Elements magazine. We wrote a little blurb underneath the masthead, Jay Swing and I, and it says, "We're tired as fuck and the mag's late again. But no big deal. Deados did this cover. Cool Keith is from Jupiter. The UBC substantial breakfast tastes like a piece of shit. And my ride drives like one. Thanks to Randy, San Diego was dope. Over 30 hours on Greyhound sucked. Ask Prev. Beware of the De La Virus out." Okay, there's a bunch of like inside jokes there and inside references that I've not thought about till now. I went to the B-Boy Summit. in 96, took the Greyhound down there, actually flew down there, took the Greyhound back with Prev from Swollen Members. And we got stuck on the highway in a snowstorm, and the bus didn't move for 11 hours. So that just brought back that memory. But let me get into this Busta Rhymes shit real quick. So Busta Rhymes. Take this shit down. Is that shit too loud? So I wrote the intro for it, and then I just did what I like to do back then when I was doing this magazine shit was to try to transcribe the interview like word for word. So even if they said and even if they said, you know what I'm saying, and all that, because it was like I just felt that was keeping it real. Like, nah, I mean, like, we have all that, like, to the T, like every single little piece of nuanced slang, because I was into it, man. I was a reporter, real CNN. Before CNN, actually, we interviewed CNN as well, and might do that one next week. Got a phone interview with Capone and Noriega. I think Capone's there. I'll do that next week, and I'll do a war report mix. All right, this Busta Rhymes one. Can we get into it right now? Yeah, let's do this. We're gonna get into it. You know what? I'm gonna start off with a nice little treat. Here, shall I? This is a treat. Taking it back, so you know it's not just all about me. it's about Busta Rhymes today. So this is the demo of Scenario. This is there's a couple of demos of Scenario going around. There's one that's like 8 minutes long. It has, I think it has Chris Lighty rapping on it, which is crazy. Rest in peace, Chris Lighty. But this one has Black Sheep on it. It's demo number one. It's A Tribe Called Quest, Leaders of the New School, and Black Sheep on the original Scenario. So using the same sample, but in a different way. So here's Scenario demo number one, Save On Radio. Revolutions will not be televised. It's the Busta Rhymes extravaganza. Rawr, rawr, rawr.
Yo, good morning. Good morning. Can't rap, I use noun, adjectives, pronoun, verb, smoking like herb, if you silence to the curb, making more hits than Sonny and Cher, stop looking, listen, but please don't stare, slamming MCs as if my name was Ric Flair, but since I'm drunk, just call me Coco Beware.
So, I know the scenario, that part rap, so cheerio, I now rap now with the Tribe Called Quest, the leaders of the new school, the L-O-N-S, the L-O-N-S, kick the beat, like Peter Pumpernickel, after the laugh, I come fix me a pickle, watch the boom boom. To give me some space, the corporate jam, and the girlies underwear make me think of all the dogs. Ah! From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's up?
The maker box that's got nothing on the Snoop. I got headphones that match every sock. Sock gets worn when I tour as is. Plug disconnect as oral sex come correct. I got checks bigger than Busta's blunt. I don't own the breeze, but I just tease on the ease of a tick, tick, tack, pop. I got lickety foot, but I won't smear. So someone plug one on my vibe as I muffle much dollars, dripping much cheese, keeping undercover like a yellow submarine. Yo, you got the B-I, then you add the Duro, chop the track, yo, scenario, yo, funk the flow, ho, you never know. Will I cut off the lock or will I let them grow? Show to show, hoe to hoe, booties is banging cause I'm the pro. Mash up the track, then I start the flow, pass it on cause here I go.
The black sheep has arisen, oh dear. The cat's off the bag and that's the end of your career. Don't spit it out, take it to the rear. I like to see my dicks not disappear. Some say they get live, but the sugar dick is lava. In and out of any situation like MacGyver. If it's not Bo Peep, then it's Lady Cadaver. When it comes to getting ass, I'm a striver. Give me 10 holes to bone and there won't be no survivor. Peace from the 9.5.
Hey yo, oh my gosh,
eating, I do still like the one piece of tart. All over the track, pardon me, as I come back. As I did a cut, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the town, I roll with the squadron. Row, row, like a dungeon dragon. Train your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in the turban. Had to smell and rank like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The red cocktail, the mud sticks, they were kicking. Don't bust it out before the buster bust another rap. Rhythm and sing, the vibes are on time. Yo, whipping up the sounds like a ratio. Observe the vibes and check out the scenario.
True blue, Scooby-Doo, whoopie-doo. Scenarios, radios, race more than two. Scores were a small, that's mother damn scores. So now I go for mines, shades of seashore. Ship shake, crush break, apes to play safe. Pace make tricks, make for the wake. A vanilla, Ania, simply just a leader. Bass in the space means peace, see you later.
Save on Radio. Revolutions will not be televised. This is Flip Out doing a Busta Rhymes special today, taking you back to Busta Rhymes' humble beginnings. That was the scenario demo number one. That was featuring Black Sheep on there, Mr. Long rapping with Drez, and different order, different beat, different takes of their raps, but some of the raps were the same. It's crazy listening to that because you hear how Busta Rhymes just changed his flow in it. Like, it's crazy. He started doing the, like, the quick flipping the tongue style on the version that we all know off the Tribe album. The rhythm is in sync, the rhymes are on time. And on this version, he's like, the rhythm is in sync, the rhymes are on time. Like, he fits the same amount of syllables in the time, but just does it in a different cadence. I love rap. I love what I just said there. I like rap. I like nerdy rap lyric stuff. It's crazy. And the story goes. So here's the story goes. I interviewed Ali Shaheed Muhammad came to town a few years ago, and he was here for a screening, a very special screening of the Tribe documentary by Michael Rapaport. And we were doing a Q&A after, and I asked him, one of the questions was at the end. Like, if you know the Tribe Called Quest album, Low End Theory, you know there's no swearing on it. I think there's like two swear words, but there's a few swear words, but more noticeably is that where there are like swear words, they're edited out. Like, messing around with Pfeiffer, get a size 10 up your ass. They don't say ass on it. It's just like five to, you know, like certain words are edited out. But at the end of Scenario, if you listen after Busta Rhymes finishes his verse, he goes, yeah, my man, motherfucker. So I asked, I'll play that for you in case you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. One second here. So he does his verse. Okay, listen. Yeah, my man, motherfucker. Here goes. So I asked Ali Shaheed, I was like, yo. I asked him, like, why didn't you guys edit that out? And he's like, why would we? Why on earth would we? And apparently the story was everyone was killing their verses. And then Busta Rhymes, I think he asked to go on last. He's like, no, put me on last. They're like, okay. And then he did it like one. That, apparently that's like one take. That's why he's like, yeah, my man, motherfucker. Like, maybe he was beefing with Charlie Brown. I don't know. But that's a cool story. And it could be halfway true. I think it's true. I've kind of like pieced together things that I've heard about that. Anyway, all right, let's get into this Busta Rhymes Elements Magazine interview. I'm going to play the interview, but first I'm going to read this forward, and I'm going to go through the interview a bit, and then I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to do the mix after. Sound good? Great. So these are the words that I wrote back in 96 for this article. I'm going to just show it on IG. It's Busta Rhymes, like, friggin' title with his logo at the time. And then I got the pull quote of Busta Rhymes, the mighty infamous, always misbehaving and mischievous. And the interview says it's by Freestyle Crazy, which was my alias for the magazine. Had about 5 aliases for the magazine. I also had the nickname of Freestyle Crazy with my friends because I would freestyle for like 10 minutes straight for no reason. For good reason, because it's fun. But they used to be like, Freestyle Crazy. Anyway, that's the alias I used here. And it was more for, I actually used it, like, believe it or not, instead of Flip Out, Freestyle Crazy was even crazier than Flip Out. So Flip Out means to flip out, but Freestyle Crazy means he's out of his friggin' mind, which isn't hard to see, is it, guys? All right, so here we go. So I'm reading this now from the magazine. These are the words that I wrote as the introduction to the interview. When I first saw the Case of the PTA video on Pump It Up, I fucking tripped. 3 MCs I never heard of in my life come out of nowhere and appear on my TV. At first, I thought it was just me. But when my homeboys were tripping on it the next day, I knew it was the bomb. Okay, just pause there for a second. That is 1996 hip-hop lingo 101. Wow. Continuing. We were busting that East Coast stomp everywhere. Pause again. And truth be told, full disclosure, I couldn't do the East Coast stomp at first. And my friends made fun of me. I couldn't do it. I had to practice. I had to literally go. It's like not knowing how to do the Millie Rock. Like all your friends in school are doing the Millie Rock. They're all doing it. And you're like, oh my God, I can't make my hand do that. What do I do with my foot? East Coast Stomp was the same thing. And that being said, nothing has changed in hip hop over the years. Nothing. So I don't know why people are dissing like hip hop's not like how it used to be. It's fucking pretty fucking the same. Exactly the same. Young kids from everywhere in the world, maybe just the hip-hop comes from more places now, like more birthplaces. Anyway, continuing on with this, we were busting that East Coast stomp everywhere. I'm talking way before Crisscross was put together. That video and song are classic material, no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. I'm talking about the Case of the PTA, Leaders of the New School. Continuing. So I went out and bought that 12-inch, and about a month later, I got the tape. Listen, I was what, 16 years old and in grade 10? And that shit, and here, and oh my gosh. Okay, so pausing again. I'm writing this Freestyle Crazy as if he's like from the streets, like just laced in slang. Because it's a persona, right? So listen to how I wrote this. That video and song are classic materials. Classic material, no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. So I went out and bought that 12-inch, and about a month later, I got the tape. Listen, I was, what, 16 years old and in grade 10 is shit? And here's this album with, like, 20 songs on it, all about shit that happens at school? What songs were there? Dot, dot, dot. Wow. Like, Too Much on My Mind and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and my personal favorite to this day, Show Me a Hero. Incidentally, the first solo performance Busta ever did. I should be naming every song off of the album, because that shit made me love hip-hop even more than ever. Then, after they released about 3 or 4 12 inches off that shit, the Leaders of the New School disappeared for like 4 years. They did make one noteworthy appearance in 1999 when LONS teamed up with Tribe to record the classic Scenario off Tribe's Low End Theory album. Pause for station identification. This is Save On Radio. All right. Continuing with the Busta Rhymes essay here. Scenario. That shit blew my mind too. And it was the first shit that Leaders rhymed on that didn't have to do with school. And it was dope. Facts. But anyway, they disappeared for a couple years. And after that, until 1993, when they released their second full-length album, Time, T-I-M-E, or The Inner Mind's Eye. At the time it came out, personally, I loved the shit because it reminded me of the old Leaders. You know, the hypeness and energy and everything. But a lot of people couldn't get into it. I did get the privilege of witnessing a live performance in late 93. And if you ever seen Leaders live, then you know that shit is off the hook. All I can say is that these dudes can't be touched live by many other groups in this hip-hop shit. The shit I remember best was them busting their scenario verses over Buster's beatbox and the whole crowd doing backup vocals. I actually don't remember that, but that sounds so dope. But I know it happened. And this show I'm talking about, I'm pausing here, by the way, back in 2018 now. That show I'm talking about was in Vancouver, Leaders of the New School on the Time promo tour, and they performed at the Hungry Eye, which is the Hindenburg in Gastown. The Hindenburg. Leaders of the New School performed there. Busta Rhymes was there, signing autographs, telling everyone to pick up the album. Like, that was the only thing he was saying. So apparently they did scenario over beatbox. That sounds amazing. Continuing. Oh yeah, I also remember when they freestyled on Dell with Dell on Pump It Up, and Busta was beatboxing with some pool balls. I remember that too. Anyway, Leaders are back in 1996 in the form of Busta Rhymes solo. After doing a shitload of cameos in the last 3 years, which I'm going to play most of them, Busta's back with the Flip Mode Squad and a new album called The Coming, making sure everything remains raw. I got a chance to talk to Busta on his cellular. Oh my god. On his cellular while he was chilling in LA doing some promo shows. Now, before you read the following interview, you got to know a few things. First of all, Busta don't talk all crazy like he rhymes. He sounds like he did on Sob Story. That's the best way to describe his conversation voice. Pause. I'm explaining that like that's not just something that would be true. He does have a strong descriptive characteristic that makes everything he say sound very convincing and demands attention. So try to visualize the man's voice and peep the conversation. Well, guess what, everybody? You don't have to try to visualize his voice because you're going to hear his motherfucking voice right now. So this is Busta Rhymes phone interview with me, Flip Out, from 1996. And featuring an interruption from Kool Keith, a hang up and a call back, and then a hang up and never call back. And here we go. We talk about all types of shit. Save on radio. Revolutions will not be televised. Flip Out versus Busta Rhymes. 96 phone interview. Let's go.
Hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? All
right. Hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
All right. Where are you at right now?
I'm in.
You're in where?
I'm in LA.
Oh, you're in LA?
Yep.
You doing dates now?
I'm on a promo tour.
Word.
Yep.
Where are you performing tonight?
I'm not even sure. Matter of fact, I'm not performing tonight.
Oh, you're not?
Nope. I'm relaxing tonight.
Word
up.
All right, so gonna start off. So did Elo and S break up?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Never broke up. Kill all of the speculation, misinterpretation.
Kill it all.
False information.
Word.
Never broke up. Sometimes we need to separate, go through the love and hell, shit to come out right.
Word.
Motherfuckers are just capitalizing as individuals just to make a stronger unit when we get back together.
Word.
So, you know, we got the new Leaders of the New School song on my album, too. It's called Keep It Moving.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Because we done let a lot of time pass by. Right now, we going to come back and kill shit and keep it moving. Right now is the focus for Busta Rhymes.
Word.
Later on, we'll discuss the Leaders of the New School plans and things of that nature. But, you know, just to keep motherfuckers posted, I had to drop that Leaders joint on my album to let niggas know that we gonna still bring the ruckus.
Word.
In due time, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, word. And what about Rumpelstiltskin? What happened to them?
I have no idea.
No?
I have no.
Word.
Word up.
All right. And what about New School Society?
I have no idea. I'm representing Flip Mode Squad and Leaders of the New School and my motherfucking self, too.
Word.
So, I ain't representing nothing else right now.
Five fingers and a fist?
And my family, homeboy. Huh?
How about five fingers and a fist? What's that?
What?
Five fingers in a fist or some shit like that. I heard Charlie Brown say that.
Gotta ask him what that meant.
Word. All right.
Word up.
So who's all in Flip Mode then?
Flip Mode is the squad. I got my nigga Rampage, the Last Boy Scout. lyrical lieutenant in the unit, holding it down, front line type of nigga. Lord have mercy. That motherfucker right there got the voice of the Ten Commandments, B.
Word.
Lyrical genius. I got a four-piece harmony, exotic blend, female vocalist group called True to Life. And I also got a soloist, Ghetto Mariah Carey. What up, nigga? I'm going to bail with you. Give me 1 second during this interview. Hold up, 1 second. Ghetto Mariah Carey, dude. Her name is Mika. She's Illmatic.
Have I heard any of them before?
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
That's Cool Key from Ultra Magnetic, nigga.
What up, what the fuck is this deal, nigga?
How this rap business can really and truly pay off, God. He got a full court basketball court built in his backyard, God. Dude, I ain't never been to Drain.
Who crew is going to corrupt Crew?
Nah, we going to Drain.
I'm going to interview. He's still on the phone. Make sure he's still on the phone.
Make sure he's still on the phone. He's got his guy.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, he'll be right with you. All right, partner?
No problem.
All right, so right there, I'm going to just pause it for a second. Right there, this guy, I don't know who that was, but he's going off on how he went to Snoop's house, and Snoop's got a pool. Like, he's got a pool, and he's like, yo, that's the first time I ever realized how hip-hop, you could really get some real things. Like, you could really be successful. And then I think Buster's like, what, you went to Dre's house? He's like, no, man, it's Snoop's house. Snoop had a pool. Like, blah, blah. So this guy came amped from Snoop's house. I'm just going to rewind that a bit because it's fucking hilarious. And this whole time, Cool Keith is there. And they're just like so stoked that he's there. Hold on. Here we go.
That's been my inspiration since I came out here to Soul Train Awards, God. To see how this rap business can really and truly...
Oh, I think that's Cool Keith saying that shit.
He got a full court basketball court built in his backyard.
That's what it is. He got a full court basketball court in his backyard.
Dude, I ain't never been to Train.
Who crew is going to corrupt Train?
Nah, we're going to Dre's.
We going to Corrupt's crib? No, we're going to Dre's. This is hilarious. They gonna check if I'm still there.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, he'll be right with you, all right, partner?
No problem.
I tried to bump the volume up on these parts here.
She's getting hot. Cut it short.
Don't let it happen to them things.
The transmitters burn out. That's the same thing you told us. The Buster shit burned out.
So now, they disconnected. But guess what? He called me back.
Fuck.
Yeah, he just walked up on us. I was like, oh, shit. Cause we ain't seen that nigga in about 4 years.
That's Dr. Octagon.
No question, kid. That's the scientist right there, dude.
Word.
Word up.
Oh, shit. Oh, he was there right now?
He just walked to us. Where we was parked, because we parked in front of this restaurant, Roscoe.
Word.
That's the hottest waffle and chicken spot in the whole country. Word up. My man Cool Keith walked up on me. I nearly fell out my motherfucking chair, dude. That's my nigga. I love that motherfucker, dude. His shit is crazy.
Word.
He don't give a fuck. He just be rhyming about the off-the-hook shit.
Word.
That said, change my bitch up, smack my bitch up like a pimp. Nigga's sick. He's sick. He don't give a fuck.
No. That's Papa Large.
No doubt. Big shot on the East Coast. He was making off the wall shit.
Word. But he's back now, though.
Yeah.
Huh? Yep. I wonder. But yo.
What up?
All right. So, shit. So, yo.
Yo.
So, from Future Without a Past, from back then, you had a lot of morals in your songs.
What happened?
Yeah, you guys always had some kind of moral in your songs. Some of the songs always had a moral to the story.
Right, right.
Is that important to you and shit? Like, on the new album, are you doing that, keeping that kind of style? Because even on Time, you did that a lot, too. It's always the strong message going through.
No doubt, I always going to do that. I'm going to always do that. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to always present other pictures to life, too, even shit that motherfuckers might not be able to get with.
Word.
There's always a jewel behind the shit that I do, because that's just the role that I took on by nature. I don't even think about that. Sometimes that shit just happen. That's the way my thought process works, because that's how I've conditioned myself to be.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how I've been conditioned by my environment, by the people I surround myself with. So, you know what I'm saying? I play that role because I love playing that role, for one, and that's just a part of my general makeup.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta always plug somebody with a little insight on how I think.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The fucking track off the first album was Show Me a Hero. That was the one. That
no
was
question.
Word.
Dude. Thank you, man.
That was dope.
Word.
And how big a part did Eric Sadler and those guys play in the beginning?
They were the foundation of our whole inspiration. We looked up to them niggas like God. You know what I'm saying?
Because
those motherfuckers taught us a lot of the shit that we know and that has worked and that we have applied to grow as a group, both on a business level as well as on a creative level.
Yeah.
They gave us a lot of inspiration and a lot of influence and a lot of lessons, B. That got me even to the point where I can now maintain as a solo individual.
Word.
Because I still apply them philosophies they instilled in me. So it's all stirred up now. Shit is just all a part of the ingredients of what you're going to get.
Word.
Eric Sadler and that whole foundation, because, you know, despite we don't work together as much as we did in the beginning, they still left something on me that I'ma apply until I stop fucking with music altogether.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? They were geniuses, man, and they still are.
So that right there, I asked him about Eric Vietnam Sadler and the Bomb Squad, Keith Shockley, Hank Shockley, and he basically just said they were the foundation. Chuck D actually gave him his rap name, Busta Rhymes. They were called Leaders of the New School. If you're an old school head and you're like, oh, remember how and Don't Believe the Hype, they say Leader of the New School. Chuck D made up that name for them, or they decided as a crew. So he's going off about Bomb Squad there. So Busta Rhymes, a lot of appreciation for where it came from. Cool Keith, Public Enemy. I mean, say what you will about Busta Rhymes nowadays, but I mean, he has foundation. He's dope. He's actually ahead of the curve a little bit, and he may not dig his music now, but he's definitely a pioneer. For real, let's continue.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I gotta always live along those guidelines, because they have always worked for me up to this point. They ain't never misled or stirred me wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
So I gotta keep it there, but I also gotta grow and add my own jewels and sciences to the shit, because I got a lot of my own genius to offer this, you know what I'm saying?
Word. Definitely.
Word up.
Word. Yeah, I noticed on the first album, you already had your own publishing.
Yeah, no doubt.
I noticed that, and back then that was kind of rare.
No doubt.
Hadn't picked up on that yet.
We had parents that was extremely supportive, so they did a lot of researching along with us.
Word.
To make sure that whatever we slipped on, they was on top of. Word up. My mom's was the president of the corporation.
Word.
Leaders of the News Corporation. Dinko Pops was the secretary Proud Moms was the treasurer.
So he had the... All their parents were involved in their career. That's crazy. That doesn't happen nowadays, let alone back then. It's crazy. Continuing on.
Word
up. We had a board of directors, Duke.
Word up.
When we first came out, a lot of niggas didn't understand that, and if it wasn't for our parents, we wouldn't have understood that shit neither.
Word up.
Word up. At least not then. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Straight, yeah. Shit. So Time, how did that album do retail-wise?
It ain't do shit.
No?
It sold about 80,000 copies.
Word?
Yep, and before the group could really even try to work it, we wasn't even really fucking with each other like that no more.
Word.
Because we was going through a lot of internal bullshit where we needed to space ourselves from each other before we destroyed something that we love so much and work so hard to create and establish. So instead of destroying it, we just decided to separate so that we have something to come back to with a better appreciation and with more strength if we capitalize as individuals.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So that's exactly what we did. And we about to fuck niggas up after my solo album, dude.
No doubt, huh?
Believe that shit.
Word. I like that Time album, though.
Thanks, man.
Word. They
never got back together, so they didn't fuck anything up. He stayed solo forever. And then he hooked up with OT Genesis, and they made the song, I'm in love with the Coco.
There's one line I gotta ask you, because ever since I heard it, I wanted to ask you. In Understanding Time, in that song, the first one on the album, you said... You said, let's do this, let's do that, so I can stop feeling strange, acting deranged, making a fool out of myself. You better believe it's gotta stop. That shit, can you fucking expand on that? Write that statement? You keep saying in your songs, let's do this, let's do that, so I can stop feeling strange, making a fool out of myself. Better believe it's gotta stop. Word is born, God. Word is born.
Yeah. I was just talking about, you know what I'm saying? We need to start doing shit that.
Hold on, I'm gonna play the actual clip from the song. I got it right here.
Understand this. And I give my life before my word shall fall. Do me the favor, listen up, y'all. We got to activate social activity for one common cause. Jump in your mind or you will perish. Nigga, relax, yo. Tip pass so we can live out to our nature and civilized man. Every time I live, savage like a damage, like a head of our young little seed. Oh my god, damn, pressure makes my eyeballs bleed. Since it was my mind really freed. It's kinda ill when you don't know what time or whose time you are living in. This is the earth that exists within. Damn, my mind keeps swelling. While my inner soul keeps telling my anger and hate, while in my verses I keep yelling, let's do this, let's do that, let's make the change so I can stop feeling strange. Making a fool out of myself like I am deranged. You better believe it gotta stop. Yes, it gotta stop. Word is bond, God. Word is bond. I'm coming round the mountain, man.
So there it was. That's just a hype lyric. I was like, yo. And I was always looking for like different meanings, like behind stuff. So I'm asking him about that one. That little bit of lines there, and he kind of went in with the explanation of it. Got
you
deep.
Better believe it's gotta stop. That shit. Can you fucking expand on that? Write that
say
statement. You keep saying in your songs, "Let's do this, let's do that," so I can stop feeling strange, making a fool out of myself. Better believe it's gotta stop. Word is born, God. Word is born.
I was just talking about, you know what I'm saying? We need to start doing shit that is a reflection of who we really are as a people.
Word.
And stop doing things and living the lifestyle and living in a mind frame that isn't naturally ours. Because what I realize about a lot of us people that aren't European, And that aren't naturally a descendant of the Western civilization, we usually do shit that conflict with the society structure, that makes us look like the outcast, that makes us feel like we the strange ones.
Right.
Because our nature isn't a part of the European or the Western civilization nature of living. We are that of the original people's nature and the millionaires and the owners and the cream of the planet. I'm the most dominant man in the world. How come I can't be allowed to live by that? Only way I'm allowed to live is by the way the system allows me to live, which ain't my system. So I look strange in this system because this ain't my system. And this shit gotta stop. I gotta create a system for me. Word is bond, God. Word is bond. That I could live by so that I ain't feeling strange, looking fucking deranged and stupid in a society that it ain't mine.
Word.
Hold on, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you said, man?
Nothing.
Did you catch what I said?
Yeah, I caught it.
Cool.
I was absorbing it. So you speaking their language though.
What language?
But see.
What language?
English.
I ain't got no choice.
Right.
I don't know no other language. They conditioned me to live in a system that ain't mine, B. That's what the fuck I'm saying. I'm saying that we need to create a system of our own that we can be proud of and live by comfortably.
Word.
From birth, we are born to live by a European Western civilization way of life, and that ain't our way of life by nature. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Word.
By nature, this is not our birthright. Okay?
Right.
So, for us to be living by this way, man, it's improper. It's other than us, originally. So we gotta find ourselves so that we can create a society and a government and a system that we can control and live by comfortably and be original people that we are by nature.
Word.
That's what I'm saying. Let me call you back. I'm about to go eat.
All right, no problem.
Cool.
Peace.
There it is, Busta Rhymes. He did not.
Holy shit.
That's me reacting there. He did not call me back. He did not call me back. That's okay. Yeah, Busta Rhymes going in right there with the knowledge, God, because he was raised kind of 5% in the hood there, and throughout time, you know what I mean. Like most, like a lot of rappers in the '90s, they were raised like that. That was an interview from 1996 conducted by me, Flip Out, over the phone with Busta Rhymes, who had just about to release his first solo album and had broken Leaders of the New School had his first group. They had split up. So that's that. So I'm going to get into this mix. I'm going to mention some of these solo appearances that I'm going to be playing. Some of the solo shit that he was on was KMD and Brand Nubian, Nitty Gritty. There was Come On Down with Q-Tip and Big Daddy Kane. Leaders of the New School actually did a song with James Brown in 92 called Can't Get Any Harder. From Heavy D's Blue Funk LP, 92, a bunch of N-bombs, Heavy D, Guru, Biggie on that song. Third Eye, I'm going to play that whole song, actually. Now, he did a song with Buju Banton, Wicked Act. Of course, he was featured on Oh My God, Tribe Called Quest. 1-2 Shit, Tribe Called Quest, which was a B-side. I'm going to play that. Sadat X, he did the chorus for a Sadat X solo song called All of That. Flavor in Your Ear Remix. That one also features Biggie. 95. I'm just actually realizing that Busta did a lot of shit with Biggie. I mean, he was kind of as big as Biggie was, or bigger than Big at that time. And Big just kind of came and took over the whole thing. Come On With The Get Down. Artifacts Remix. Got that one. Going to play that one. Build Your Skills with KRS-One. He just does a little intro on that one. There was The Points off the Panther movie soundtrack. Back in 95. I don't have that one. A Boyz II Men remix of Vibin. I might play that. And a freestyle off Funk Master Flex. 60 Minutes of Funk LP. Anyway. I'm gonna play the Buster. I'm gonna play the Scenario remix, featuring all of them. Get set up and do this Busta Rhymes mix. Save On Radio. It's Flip Out. Thanks for tuning in. A little discombobulated today, but still got the facts, still got the stories for you, and still got the mix for you coming up. I'm gonna set up play the Scenario remix. Let's go.
Here in 1992, we present the fabulous What's the Scenario remix. Whereas there are seven MCs, six which are in physical form, one which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of
Check the round, pump that ass again, God effing shit. I like buckshots, hood, madman. I rip up stages, lay down your wages. I'm wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip. I tear ass out the frame and grab my dick. All around, I'm like a robot kid. I drop bombs, I'm rugged and deadly. So I shit on a penny, a baseball bat, a bastard. I'm bad news, I'm crazy and clever. Cut those up crews, I'm deaf on a phono. My skills are pono. You say, oh no, you bitch ass homo. A bag of weight, electrifying. I'm prime time, I slaughter slime. I'm the greatest of all times. Sick ass brother, nasty ass nigga. Pump slugs in your face and jump an ass in the river. Two tears in a bucket, fucking kick the can. Say what, I'm a bad, bad man.
Quick as how I flip from the tip of the lip, punching out hits like Gladys Knight in the Pips. The 5 foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rounds are wrecking, that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, roll out the red carpet cause I'm getting this. Vanilla Ice Platinum? That shit's ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And to your other sellouts, or your FQ2, and let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You better off calling D-Nice to your rescue. Freestyle frenetic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article done of hip-hop, and I won't stop. The 5 foot assassin has come to wreck nut shop. So do like Michael Jackson and remember the time. Put on your dance and choose a song, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Big up, enter new identity. Next we'll share something, call your boss to me. What does it take to check a technique? Many styles, many styles. Hostile heat brings burst the energy. Malo in the dance is the new identity. 1-2 mic check, select for the roughnecks. At 10-1 bet I come correct. In my ciphers of blocks, I bring box to connect with knots. So I can grow dreadlocks. Maintain the rock, don't stop the rock. Maintain the rock, don't stop the rock. Kick it right then out, it wants it not. I would box longer, but fear is fierce. So see Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
See Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah, make it moves, y'all. On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
Who's that?
Yes, one of the L-O-N-S. And I drive for Quest.
East Coast
to West. Remix Mad Kick. More than Metallica. Tall MCs fall like the Battlestar Galactica. Stampin', stompin', rompin', compin'.
People all over the world.
I'm promptin'. Pick a style, any style, strong style. Representation, sensationalization scenario. For the radio, BLS and Kiss. So,
here we go, yo.
Yeah. Force main source, LP on the rise. And living color to see through original eyes. And I'm out like child.
Scenario remix. Whereas there are seven MCs, six which are in physical form, one which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of
Check the round, pump that ass again, God effing
shit.
I like buckshots, hood, madman. I rip up stages, lay down your wages. I'm wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip. I tear ass out the frame and grab my dick. All around, I'm like a robot kid. I drop bombs, I'm rugged and deadly. So I shit on a penny, a baseball bat, a bastard. I'm bad news, I'm crazy and clever. Cut those up crews, I'm deaf on a phono. My skills are pono. You say, oh no, you bitch ass homo. A bag of weight, electrifying. I'm prime time, I slaughter slime. I'm the greatest of all times. Sick ass brother, nasty ass nigga. Pump slugs in your face and jump an ass in the river. Two tears in a bucket, fucking kick the can.
Say what?
I'm a bad, bad man.
Quick as how I flip from the tip of the lip, punching out hits like Gladys Knight in the Pips. The 5 foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rounds are wrecking, that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, roll out the red carpet cause I'm kicking this. Vanilla Ice Platinum? That shit's ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And to your other sellouts, or your FQ2, and let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You better off calling D-Nice to your rescue. Freestyle frenetic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article done of hip-hop, and I won't stop. The 5 foot assassin has come to wreck nut shop. So do like Michael Jackson and remember
of the time. Put on your dancing shoes or something, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Big up, enter new identity. Next one says something, call your boss it to me. What does it take to check a technique? Many styles, many styles. Hostile heat brings burst of energy. Marlo in the dance is the new identity. 1-2 mic check, select for the roughnecks. At 10 to 1 bet I come correct. In my ciphers of blocks, I bring box to connect with nuts. So I can throw dreadlocks. Maintain the rock, don't stop the rock. Maintain the rock, don't stop the rock. Kick it right then out, it wants it not. I would rock longer, but fear is fierce. So see Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
See Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah, make it moves, y'all. On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
Who's that?
Yes, one of the L-O-N-S. And a Tribe Called Quest. East Coast to West. Remix Mad Kick. More than Metallica. Tall and before like the Battlestar Galactica. Stampin', stompin', rompin', Compton.
People all over the world.
I'm promptin'. Pick a style, any style, strong style. Representation, sensationalization. Scenario for the radio. BLS and Kiss. So
here we go, yo.
Yeah. Force main source, LP on the rise. And living color the sea through original eyes. And I'm out like Chow.
Very close, I will tell you why. Put Fife, my load, then go and see Brown. Shaheed, myself, and bust the bus down. We'll commence to rock, so bring on the flocks. Interrogation for the knocking of the box. The boombox ruler controls the medulla. None come cooler, I went like Shula. So bust out the move as you start to pursue her. Intensify my non-blunt consumer. Typical booty, well it's only a rumor. The meaning so deep that it starts brain tumors. Beast the hood bigger from the midnight crooner. Smoke them up later, if not then sooner.
Hey, what we gon' do in 92, even though we had fun in 91. When you feel my laser beam coming down, run up on that new sound, leaving cracks in the ground. What's going on, my man? Goddamn, I know my brain is hurting. Listen up, bust the rhythm, we'll hit him, then I get him. Flip on him, shit on him, hit on him, then I will sit on him. Open up your mouth if they want the food, they get food. Flip cold, cause I'm in the mood. Yeah, man, that's how it goes. Body get fucked up, blood coming out the nose. Give me your band-aid, what are you asking for? More, holy and sacred and pure. Adverse, exact, check it in the bust the new rap. Rap, bust the rhymes, or bust this written rap. Yeah, y'all, in 92, I'm packing my round spray. Anyway, take a lick, drop for Quest leaders of the new school. Man, turn when still thick. To my dragon, baby, stop whining. I see my influence still shattered. More crazy than 92, uh-oh, time to go. Yo, that's the scenario.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes scenario. Oh, wow, that just started again in the middle of the thing. Busta Rhymes, Tribe Called Quest, Milo in the Dance on there as well, which he's also part of Leaders. He was part of Leaders. He was their DJ. And that's actually, Milo is Busta Rhymes' cousin, like blood cousin. And he was their DJ on their first album, Cup Monitor Milo, and then he just became one of the MCs because DJs in rap groups started going out of style, unfortunately, around that time in the early 90s. That was sad. That was a sad time for hip-hop. This is Flip Out. This is Save On Radio. Just finished playing Busta Rhymes' phone interview that I did with him when I was from 1996 for Elements magazine that Jay Swing and I were putting out. Now I'm going to get into this mix. First part of the mix is going to be stuff before Busta Rhymes' first album. His first album was called The Coming. Came out in 1996. It actually features a couple of a few songs produced by Dilla, which I actually didn't know. I didn't know a couple of them. And then also Woo-Ha was his first single. Woo-Ha got you all in check. And the 12-inch for that, the single for that, featured two remixes by the same guy called JD. And I had no idea who JD was, a.k.a. J Dilla. I had no idea. And here's these two remixes. One had like a Spanish guitar, and another one was like something else different. So two remixes by this unknown producer guy that I think I had known. Actually, I knew his name from The Far Side Running at the time he had produced that. So I was pretty intrigued, to say the least. And it's going to be all live right now from 43 West Hastings, downtown East Side, Save On Radio from the Save On Meats building. My name is Flip Out.